الحمد لله كفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, we all know that we are just on the doorstep of the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, tomorrow being the first of Rabiul Awwal. Such a blessed month in which our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, and also he passed away in this blessed month. Whenever the month of Rabiul Awwal dawns upon us, before the month of Rabiul Awwal and in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we remind one another regarding our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Tajedar Madina, Nabi Arabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most virtuous prophet that ever existed, Afdalur Rusul, the most virtuous of all the prophets that ever existed, Khatabun Nabiyyin, the seal and the final prophets of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Regarding our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we wish to discuss his personality, there is so much volumes to speak. If we wish to discuss any aspect regarding our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's so much that can be spoken. One Jumu'ah, 20 to 25 minutes, is not enough to discuss. Even if you have to go for many Jumu'ahs and many talks and hours to complete the topic within an allotted time, it's something very difficult. Ulama have mentioned regarding our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there are seven rights, there are seven huquq that every Muslim, every mu'min, every believer will have to bring about and fulfill in his life if he truly claims to be a follower and a believer of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Each of these rights requires so much of time to discuss, but we will try to go through all in point form. The first right that we have to fulfill being believers in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and being his followers is iman and belief in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we all claim and we all believe, we all claim to be believers, and we all believe him to be our prophet and the final prophet. One is believing in him being the prophet, and one is believing in him being the final prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was not the father of any of your men. Whatever sons he had passed away in infancy. They did not reach the stage that you can call them men, the age of puberty. But walakin Rasulullah wa khatamun nabiyyin. He was a prophet of Allah and the seal and the final prophet of all prophets. Many believe in prophets coming after him, and we know that such belief is nothing else but kufr. Such a person who has such a belief is out of the fold of Islam. So one is iman in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the first right that we all have to fulfill. Whatever our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, we have to believe in this aspect also. That is true and nothing but true. It is revelation and wahi from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his desires. Rather, this is revelation that is sent from Allah ta'ala's side. Believe in whatever he said, all the aspects of his ahadith, his sunnah, being revelation and truth from Allah ta'ala's side. There's much to be spoken on this point, but we continue to the next point. And that is muhabbat and the love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A poet says, شَرِبْتُ الْحُبَّ كَأْسًا بَعْدَ كَأْسٍ فَمَا نَفِذَ الشَّرَابُ وَمَا رَوِيتُ. He depicts to us what is love and to what extent love can take you. In poetry form he says, in Arabic, that I have drank, it's majaz, metaphorical way, I drank love, tumbler after tumbler. Neither was I quenched, and neither did the drink complete and finish off. That is love. You'll drink tumblers upon tumblers. Neither will you be quenched, and neither will the drink finish. Love continues. True love will continue. Whatever the situation be, whatever it be, whatever halat the person be, but love continues in that way. A poet says, خيالك في عيني ذكرك في فمي ومثواك في قلبي فأين تغيب. He says that خيالك في عيني, at all times I can visualize you, I can see you. ذكرك في فمي, I'm talking about you all the time. مثواك في قلبي, your abode and your place of resting is in my heart. أين تغيب. How can you be absent? How can you disappear? You can never ever be absent from me. You are always in front of me. And this is the love that he's saying of the material things of this world. What should be our love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? كُلُّ يَدَّعِي وَصْلًا بِلَيْلَىٰ وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُقِرُّ لَهُمْ بِذَاكُ. A poet says that each person is claiming to say that I have attachment to Layla. The famous story of Layla and Majnun. That a person, a male, is loving a female, illicit love which is haram. But he's saying, I love Layla. But Layla la tuqirru lahum bidhaq. Layla does not confess to love this person. We claim that we have the muhabbat, ashiqani rasool, muhibbani rasool. But what love do we really have? Is it a love of a person who's two-faced? Is it a love of a hypocrite? Is it a love of that person who will choose some and leave some, or will mock some? What love do we really have for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahimahullah, he once mentioned that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to ask me, oh Rashid Ahmad, what do you wish? Make a dua and I'll grant it to you. I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant me at least one portion, one hissa, one portion of the love that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that is what led them to being, Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. This is where it led them to. That love that they had, a true love that we're supposed to have, they had the true love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what heights it took them to. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, at the beginning of his life, he was a non-Muslim. After some time, he became a Sahabi, accepted Islam. He was one of those leaders of his tribe. He was about to kill and murder Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu. He asked Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu that I am about to murder you and kill you. The gist of what he said was, don't you desire that your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be in your place and you be safe from this? Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu replied, Ma uhibbu anna Muhammadan al-an fi makanihi alladhi huwa fi tusibuhu shukatan tu'zi wa anni jalisun fi ahli. At the moment, I'm just about to be murdered and killed and martyred. But still, I do not love, I do not desire that wherever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be now, even I do not even desire and love and wish that a single thorn prick him whilst I am just seated and I cannot do anything about it. Abu Sufyan, at that time, being a non-Muslim, after accepted and became a Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he replies, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. I have not seen anyone having so much of muhabbat and love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Sahaba had. Where one person loves another person, the Sahaba had the most love for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can continue speaking about stories, mentioning incidents of how people had love. But it is time for us to do soul searching. How much love and muhabbat we claim to have, and how much do we really have? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was persecuted. He was hurt, he was hit, he was in so many different ways. People hurt him, hit him. They took a double-soled shoe and hit him on his face in such a way. حَتَّى مَا يُعْرَفُ وَجْهُهُ مِنْ أَنْفِهِ. You cannot recognize his face from his nose and his nose from his face. To that extent, they hurt him. People had no doubt that he had passed away. He was killed. Soon as he regained consciousness, he came to his senses. First thing he asked, مَا فُعِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. How is Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ? Not concerned about himself. He insisted on those people around him to take him to Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. I want to see him with my eyes. I want to really see him how he is now. فَإِنَّنِ اللَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَذُوقَ طَعَامًا وَلَا أَشْرَبَ شَرَابًا أَوْ آتِيَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. He mentioned, I will not eat anything. I will not drink anything until I go and see. I want to visualize with my own eyes and see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of love they had. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking in the masjid. He speaks to the Sahaba in the masjid, Ijlisu, all of you sit. A Sahabi is standing outside the masjid. There is no place to sit. He hears the commandment, immediately he sits, immediately, wherever he was, he sat at that place out of obedience and love for the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned, we can continue mentioning how they showed their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is time that we ourselves check how much of love we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third right that every believer has to fulfill is in his life regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is azmat. Is honor, respect and dignity. How much respect and what status do we confer, do we give to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we mock it? Do we attach question marks to it? Do we ridicule it? Do we disdain it? Do we look low at it? Do we deny it? Do we say it was for the camel ages? To what extent do we have the azmat, the greatness and the status of the sunnah of Rasulullah in our lives? If a hadith has to tell us that if, in Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, that if you do, if you will carry out this in your business, you will carry out this in your personal life, and this is, these are the repercussions. These are either the rewards or the punishments. How much do we respect that? How much do we accept that? And how much do we implement it in our lives? A person heard a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if a person has to precede the imam in any posture, he has to go before the imam in any posture. He heard that hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I fear his face will be changed to that of a donkey." He mocked that hadith, made a mockery of it. Such a small thing, and my face will be changed into that of a donkey. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes that he challenged that hadith, and he intentionally mocking that hadith, went ahead and opposed that hadith. I will see what happens to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such to teach us a lesson, that his face was changed into that of a donkey. Never ever mock, never ever deny or ridicule, disdain the sunnahs and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first right was belief. I discussed many aspects. Second was love. The third was respect. Then comes the ita'at and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A poet says, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. A lover is obedient to his beloved. This is where the test comes. That if Rasulullah has to say, as I just mentioned, that in your business you will do this, and this is what will happen. In your personal life, this is what you will do, and this is what will happen. How much do we obey? How much do we carry it out and adopt those things in our life? Or do we just say, as we hear a lot today, it's just a sunnah. It's just a sunnah. What's the importance of it? But there on one side we claim we are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muhibbani rasul, ashiqani rasul. We will recite poetries about it. We will have functions. We will listen to talks. We will make claims. But do we adduce proofs to those claims? By way of practice, by way of obedience to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hadith Rasulullah has mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبع لما جئت به. None of you will be a true believer. We all say we are believers, we have iman. Who is a true believer? Is that person whose desires are in pursuant, congruent, is following in total obedience to what Rasulullah has brought, the Shariat, the Sunnah, the true way of life. When your desires, your feelings will be in pursuant of that, then you can say, I am a true believer. There's much to be spoken about this point, this right that we all have. We go on to the next point. The next right that we all have to fulfill, and that is dhikr. That is, we take the name of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with muhabbat, and we read durood and salam at all times of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's so many virtues, kitabs have been written, books have been written, chapters upon chapters regarding the darood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we all have heard many a times. If you read this darood sharif at this time, this is the reward. This is what benefits they are. Because we are talking about our beloved. Allah ta'ala is rewarding us. The more we will read, the more we will read darood sharif, the more the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will settle in our hearts. And that will make it easier and more comfortable for us to practice upon the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala has deputed special angels. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُونَنِي عَنْ أُمَّتِي السَّلَامِ. That they are special angels, that they are traveling around the earth, specially to convey, to take the salam of a person wherever he be in the world, directly to Madinah Sharif. They take it and convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Sharif. We think that technology is advanced. Things are very advanced today. From those days, how many hundreds of years ago, Allah Ta'ala had deputed and appointed those angels to take salam to Madinah Sharif. The sixth rite that we have to fulfill in our life is fikr. What fikr and what concern our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with should be our concern. How many places in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala has depicted and explained to us what was his concern? فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. How many other ayat, a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explaining to us that how much of concern he had to save the ummah from Jahannam and take them to Jannah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah ta'ala will give you so much, you'll become happy. He replied, إِذَا لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. I will never be happy as long as one of my ummati is being a fire of Jahannam. The concern he had. Today, where is our concern? To what extent do we have concern for what concern he has? We do have valid concerns of the world, which are permissible. But up to what extent were we supposed to have those concerns and worries? Weren't we supposed to adopt in our lives what concern he had? Give that dominance and preference in our life over our own concerns. That is the sixth right that every believer was supposed to fulfill. And the last right, which at least we should bring in our lives, is the ziyarat, visiting the grave of our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned in the hadith, مَنْ زَارَنِي بَعْدَ وَفَاتِي فَكَعَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِ أَوْكَمَا قَالِ. That person who visits me after my demise, I've left this world, as though he has visited me while I'm alive. مَنْ زَارَنِي وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَةِ أَوْكَمَا قَالِ. That person who visits my grave, makes ziyarat of my Rose Mubarak in Madinah Sharif, my intercession becomes necessary for him. These seven rites, at least, we fulfill these seven rites in our life. In every walk, in every facet of our life, whether it be our businesses, whether it be our homes, with our families, with our debtors and creditors, with our customers, with the employer-employee relationship, in all aspects of our life. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, He tells Rasulullah to tell us that if you will do this, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah, follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us tawfiq that at least these seven rites are fulfilled in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then at least resurrect us with those who were true lovers of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَخِذَهُ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ.